Hey man, this is R.C. Blakes. Today we're going back into the laws of manifesting your vision, and we're dealing with law number 3, the law of perception. Stay tuned, it's going to be amazing.
Let's talk. Let's talk.
You don't know how to be an individual. You don't know how to be an independent. You don't know how to be by yourself. You can't seem to find any sense of value apart from another. And so you tie other people up into this web of confusion and
let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
All right, let's jump right in. The law of perception is law number 3 in the laws of manifesting your vision. The law of perception deals with how you view matters concerning yourself and your circumstances. You must see yourself, listen to this very carefully, you must see yourself as you are to be rather than as you are currently. Self-perception turns into how the world sees you. So the question now is, what do you perceive of yourself? Inner perception determines outward projection. If you view yourself as a winner, you will win. If you view yourself as being the best, you will be one of the best. Inner perception determines outward projection. Now, perception, the law of perception thrives off of two sources, reality and revelation. You are pulling or you are developing your self-perception from one of these two poles, either reality or revelation. You can focus on what you have, you can focus on where you are, or you can focus on what God's predestined you to be and what God or where God has predestined you to go. You can focus on your reality, or you can focus on the revelation of what God has said about you. I don't know about you, but I choose to perceive where God says I'm going, and I choose to focus on the revelation of my future as opposed to sometimes the drudgery of my present reality. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10, but as it is written, eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. So I don't know about you, but I choose to focus on the revelation of what God has said about R.C. Blakes Jr. Because there were many times, should I say, in my past that my reality said, oh, it's not possible. You shouldn't even strive for it. It's beyond, it's beyond your grasp. But the revelation of what God said about me always came and always dominated the moment. And I chose to focus on the revelation of what God said about me as opposed to the reality that I was presently looking at. In Proverbs 4 and 23, the Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You have to maintain your heart to maintain your perception. Facts about perception. You must be a winner in your mind before you will be one on the field of life. Proverbs 23 and 7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Facts about perception. Inner perception is important because we evolve from the inside out. The way I see or view myself from the inside is important because whatever's in the dark room of my spirit will evolve into the image that is painted upon the reality of my life. Inner perception is important because we evolve from the inside out. You have to see it on the inside if you're ever going to see it on the outside. The Bible says of Joshua in Joshua 6, 1 and 2, now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, See, I have given into thine hand Jericho. Now Jericho was shut up. The Bible just told us that. But God said to Joshua, perceive it in your spirit that I have already given it to you. And you know how the story ended. God put Jericho in Joshua's hands. There will be no manifestation before there is visualization. You have to begin to see it. You have to see it in your spirit if you're ever going to realize it in your life. Fact number two, your perception of God affects what you truly believe is possible. There are many things that you may not be able to see yourself, you know, measuring up to. But when your perception of God is so great, you're kind of like David. David, the world saw Goliath as too big to beat. David saw Goliath as too big to miss because David's perception of God was so great. What is your perception of your God? Are you always going to God, telling God how big your mountains are, when you should be telling your mountains how big your God is? The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. When your perception of God is so great, it brings about within you a confidence that is just inconquerable. There's nothing the devil can throw at you that can move you when your perception of your God is where it should be. Our capacity to see God as all-sufficient in our hearts is vital to our success. Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. David defeated Goliath because he perceived God as bigger than the giant. Look what the Bible says in 1 Samuel 17:37. David said, the Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. Fact number three about perception. Your overall perception determines your magnetism. The way you perceive life will determine what is drawn or magnetized to you. What you truly see in you will be drawn to you. People respond to you according to how you see yourself. If your perception is low and timid, they will view you as weak and failing. The world always sees you as you see yourself. In Numbers, there's an interesting passage or interesting account written here in Numbers 13:33 in the Bible. It says, speaking of the children of Israel, the spies that went out to check out the promised land, it says, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight. They viewed the world as seeing them the way they saw themselves. I want you to begin to work on your perception. The way you perceive your God determines the way you see yourself, and begin to project that image of winning, that image of victoriousness upon the world, and watch the law of perception cause everything that you see inwardly to manifest outwardly. If you like this, I need you to hit that like button. I need you to subscribe, and I need you to share. Until next time, God bless you.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.